WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Crews are hoping to make some big progress at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Monday. CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us they hope to remove the part of the collapsed structure that's on top of the cargo ship that hit it.
They need to break that truss into pieces. They'll use explosives to do it. Once that truss is off the dolly, they can also begin the effort to refloat the ship and get it out of the way. The goal is to have that entire channel leading in and out of the Port of Baltimore reopened by the end of May.
Wildfires burning across Canada have caused Minnesota to issue the first air quality alert of the year. But there's good news from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. CBS News Minnesota reporter Alan Henry has that.
Last year, 22 air quality alerts were issued, 13 of them orange, bad for people with pre-existing conditions, and 9 were red, or bad for everyone. Those 22 alerts spanned 52 days, and since then, state leaders have been preparing for more.
We put in about $6 million in aviation infrastructure to fight our own wildfires here at home, because with changing climate, the expectations and the forecasts are we're going to see more of this.
When it comes to this year, the MPCA says it won't be as bad.
It's some of the strongest criticism yet against Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says tactics in Gaza have resulted in a, quote, horrible loss of life of innocent civilians.
We cannot, will not support an operation in Rafah, a major military operation, in the absence of a credible plan to protect civilians.
Blinken on CBS's Face the Nation, he says it's likely Israel has used U.S. weapons in a way that violates international humanitarian law. Michael Cohen, the one-time fixer for former President Donald Trump, is expected to testify Monday. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says Cohen is key to the prosecution's election interference case against Trump that he paid to cover up an alleged sexual encounter with adult film star Stormy Daniels.
One, he's going to try and tie Trump to the hush money payments that Cohen made to Daniels. Second, he's going to allege that the payments to Daniels were made at Trump's direction. Third, Cohen is going to claim that Trump structured the payments to Cohen with the intent to commit or conceal another crime, like election fraud.
There is a lot of attention on workers at a Mercedes plant in Alabama hoping to join the United Auto Workers. Auto reporter Jeff Gilbert with that.
This election follows a big win for the union at Volkswagen. The UAW facing stiff opposition both from Mercedes and from Southern politicians. Results will be known on Friday.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
In the WMDX studios, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PART. If you want to hear something, we'd love to get that on the air for you. Let's do a double dip to kick this hour up of the Almas. The song is called Crowns. The Almas on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I quit the world today. No need to feed the pain, 'cause it's what's trending right now.
Personally, sorry, but not sorry. type out a eulogy. Cause it's what's trending right now. Cause it's what's trending right now. I quit the world today. Type out a eulogy. Cause it's what's trending right now. Cause it's what's trending right now. I quit the world today. Type out a eulogy. Cause it's what's trending right now. One final post and I'm out.
Maxine Cut Civic Media, we are local music, the Almas from Wisconsin. That was Cage. Crowns before that, that's their latest one. The Almas, they're on a tour right now. They're in Minnesota next weekend. Then they're heading to Rockford. Then they're going to be in Chicago, Shawnee, Oklahoma on Thursday, July 2nd. I've been to Shawnee, Oklahoma, believe it or not. It's kind of a cool little community. The Almas are great. Check them out online. They're streaming on Spotify as well. Hope your Sunday evening is going well. My name is Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. on Civic Media. I'm live from the WMDX studios tonight, overlooking State Street, broadcasting to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Mother's Day to you. in celebration of Mother's Day, impromptu, I just decided I'm doing all female artists tonight, at least for the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. If you got a suggestion, would love to hear what it is. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text directly from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, well, do that right now. Download it at your favorite app store, put it on your device, and take Civic Media everywhere you go. On the way this hour, we got music from The Cancellations, Jennifer Hayworth, to come to Madison for a show at the High Noon Saloon. I'll give you all the details for that later. We'll do some Color Phase too, and later, I'm not sure what else. Oh, Porky's Groove Machine. We'll do that right now. How about that? Because it's always a good time to play Porky's Groove Machine. This is Spice Girls. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day, legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to beak at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Hey!
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try a gacho. You think you gotta rent her, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. Say she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Maxik on Civic Media. We are local music. Porky's Groove Machine there and Spice Girls. That song is so fun. The rap in the middle of the song about grandma, excellent. And it's perfect because it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you grandmas out there, you know. I'm Jimmy K, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have an anonymous texter from the 608 wanting to hear some Elizabeth Berry. Appreciate the request. You know, Elizabeth Berry is helping Paul Schluter build the new Megatone Studios in Mount Horeb. Can't wait when Paul gets that open. It's great. Elizabeth Berry's been doing triple time on all her duties, being a mom, being a musician, and being the crew leader at the brand new Megatone Studios. How cool is that? This song is about the start of the whole relationship between Paul Schluter and Elizabeth Berry. It's so sweet. Parking Lot Kiss on Maxik on Civic Media.
Underneath the stars on a cold winter's night, this beating in the chest was too much to fight. Through this time, it was different. You pull me in close, I kiss your cheek. I'll never forget the way you were looking back at me. For a moment, time stood still.
I
Peaches, Max Inc., Sunday night on Civic Media. So the other half, Paul Schluter, that's coming up at 8 o'clock, Essential Last Crack, a double dip of Essential Last Crack at 8 o'clock tonight and every Sunday night. What is your Essential Last Crack? Sure would like to know. Why don't you send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Tell me what your Essential Last Crack is, and we'll cue it up at 8 o'clock and play it for you. Max Inc. on Civic Media. It's Mother's Day. You know who's kind of who I kind of consider the Madison music scene mom? Blythe Gamble. She has the heart of gold. She's a great performer. And she cooks over at Willoughby's here in Madison. She's an awesome cook, too. Food. Blythe Gamble now drive. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Do you really think you can drive it faster? Think you can drive it faster than me? Do you really think you can drive it faster? Think you can drive it faster than me? Well, go on, take the wheel, baby.
Mighty Blythe Gamble. Drive. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hope you're having a great Sunday evening. Coming up, we've got more local rock, female-fronted. One song is not really female-fronted, but a female joins the Jimmies, who is Marsha Ball. We'll hear Write a Hit coming up after the break. Also, music from the Big Payback Color Phase. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stoughton Road. View the menu and get the list of all the events at LazyOafLounge.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and the full list of events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr. Here are a few notes highlighting some of the music news and happenings from across the state. Let's start with a save the date. A benefit concert is being planned to help Madison area musician Dan Anderson as he battles testicular cancer. The gathering of support will feature music from the Krause Family Band, Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory, and many more, all at Pooley's Bar and Event Center on High Crossing Boulevard, that is just off 151. Between Madison and Sun Prairie. Now, save Saturday, May 25th for this benefit. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to our house and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at AnnDave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net, or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info. See you at our house.
And we now know a few of the musicians being inducted into the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Hall of Fame during the award show on Sunday, May 19th. I've Learned Garbage is part of this year's class. The band formed in Madison and went on, of course, to international success. Now, along with Garbage is Todd Speech Thomas. He's originally from Milwaukee. Speech is a two-time Grammy winner and founded the hip-hop group Arrested Development. Also, the Fendermen will be named to the Hall of Fame. This Madison area rockabilly duo formed in 1958. One single made it to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, but it gave the Fendermen the chance to go on tour opening for Johnny Cash. Now, this is the first time the Whammy Awards will be in the Green Bay area. The Epic Event Center is playing host for the evening, and yes, some tickets are still available. Go to Whammy, WAMI.org to learn more. And of course, we're going to be there. We hope to see you, too. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time back, me and my
For the people.
Spending
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the big payback, Power to Let Go. Love that song. Before that, we heard, what did we hear before that? I don't know. We were already discussed it. That's all that matters. I'm Jimmy K, broadcasting live in the WMDX studios tonight. Happy to have you along across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Still to come tonight, we've got Brocker's Closet coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, where we dig in and play a bunch of old stuff from the Wisconsin music scene, stuff from the early 2000s, 1990s. Sometimes we even have some 80s and 70s music in there. If you have some old music, by the way, we'd love to have that too. You can send it to music@civicmedia.us. We'll get that on the air for you. Also coming up later tonight is the replay of the Kaylin Cole Live in the Lair from August of last year. It was the first night we did our show in the brand new Civic Media studio, plus that the web story for Kaylin Cole, written by Jorge here at Civic Media, won a Wisconsin Broadcaster Award. So that's pretty cool. At 10 o'clock tonight, M. Shell with Max Inc. Heavy. She has Brad Van on the show tonight from the Mighty Droids Attack. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. Next week here on this show right here, but in fact, in the 7 o'clock hour, hopefully some of the guys from the American Dead are going to stop by the studio. We're going to talk about the Big Sexy compilation. We're going to play a few tracks off the new one. Of course, that show is happening at the Red Mouse in Cross Plains Memorial Day weekend. And then on the 16th, Genevieve Hayward is coming to Madison, and she's going to stop by the studio here. We're going to have a chat with her, hear some new music. And Dano, Ellie, and Joe from the Cancellations will be here as well. They got a show at the High Noon Saloon on Tuesday, June 8th, and then they're heading up to the Fox Valley for some music. Let's do some music right now from Genevieve Hayward and the Cancellations. First, it's the Cancellations, and Happy Endings Aren't for Us. Somewhere you gotta be.
the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick, start running fast. But we never ran, we just sat counting the cows, keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds, trying to
brand new music there from Genevieve Hayward is called Lame. Cancellations before that. Hey, Rocker's Closet is coming up after 8 o'clock. Bunch of old songs from the 90s and 2000s. And Essential Last Crack will kick that off at just after 8 o'clock here on Civic Media. Right now, Color Phase in just a moment. Right now, Queen of Dreams. Can the Dragon Still Fly? It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.